All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are playing Shale Hail Secrets. This is the finished version of the game, I think. I'm pretty sure. There's like 18 fucking episodes. It's probably finished. You also have platinum extra scenes, and I don't know, like, I don't know anything about that. But I will say, this is one of the most interesting settings I've seen for one of these games. Dude, I can bump my refresh rate up to ridiculous amounts. Like, it goes to 360, and I mean, I don't know. What can we do with a visual novel? They want us to... I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. Language, text, speed, transition, skip, rollback, camera falls, cursor, dialogue box, minimalist. Ooh, I want minimalist. Backup. And you have customization, so you can change all the different things there. And they have a save load and scene gallery. See, there's my save load, but you guys get it. Oh, there's cheats also, but I don't know how to do them. So let's just play the game. By the way, I've changed my name to Grim, and we can apparently go to episode 1. That's all they're letting us do. Now, the game does not need Steam files to run. It comes with 2 Steam files, but you don't need them to play it, just like most visual novels. So when you do download it from Steam, but you don't want to play it on Steam, you can get rid of the 2 Steam files and the game will work without them. Which is what I thought, because most visual novels or AVNs work like that. I don't need an alarm. The sound of Leah's shower always wakes me. That's how she is, always up so early. Like a cute little clock that keeps going no matter what. It's my daily reminder that I should be getting out of bed. Not again. The one thing Leah isn't like clockwork about is closing the door to the bathroom. She's probably getting a little too comfortable with me around, but I guess that's natural. I've known her for a long time. We pretty much grew up next to each other. In situations like this, I usually just close the door for her. Close the door or just a peek?
Just a peek.
It's strange, the random choices you sometimes make. I don't know what kind of lizard brain neurons just fired, but I ended up creeping on up to the door instead. Before I know it, I'm carefully and quietly pushing the door a little further open. It feels a little weird peeking at Leah like this, even though it's perfectly natural for me to be interested. Oh, okay. Does that still work? It does. Having basically grown up just down the road from one another, it's strange that I've never considered Leah as a possible partner. I think we're so close so often that I just find her so familiar. And maybe just because we're so close, that's what I find myself longing for her. I feel like a creep watching her. I better mind my own business. I think this just proves that I need to get a girlfriend. Nominally, Leah and I lived together for financial reasons. But when Leah and I first moved here, I was hoping it would be an opportunity for us to grow closer. We're both type A sorts. We both like to have schedules, full schedules and busy lives, but our lives didn't intersect like they should have, and our schedules didn't leave time for each other. So now we're in college and I interact with her even less. Ships passing in the night, snowflakes blown in the breeze, neutrinos zipping through the planet. Not interacting, lucky to even see each other. That may be what happens when two people become too busy for one another. It was never what I wanted for us. And when we do interact, it's like this. She smiles at me, I smile back, we go back to rushing to whatever thing we have to do. If you didn't know any better, you'd think we were shy teens crushing so hard on each other we can't get a word out. But actually, we're just so familiar with each other that we really don't need to talk that much. What's there to share that we don't already know? It's nonverbal communication, I guess. As if I needed any more of that in my life. Unless something drastic happens, things are unlikely to change. It's pure inertia. What's true in physics is true in life. We're going to drift like this unless something pushes us together. How likely is that to happen? Anyway, fuck all this moping. I need to get to work. My mind starts to drift. It usually does while I'm driving, but this time, I start thinking about the past. I think Leah made me feel nostalgic. I'm still young, but it feels like I've gone through so much to get to where I am right now. Like an old projector, memories from a few years ago begin to flicker in my mind's eye. Developed by Lovejoint. Lovejoint is the dev, guys. And they've been working on this game forever. Long time. I didn't think they'd finish it. Ricky, producer, code, and engine. One guy. That's why it takes forever. AW, plot, writing, and direction. Two guys. Nero, former character designer, art. Was three guys. Mr. Vargas, lead artist, character design. Four guys. Zed, marketing and art. Five guys. Luke, marketing, art, and animation. Six guys. In memory of Palmer. Maybe he worked with him?
Seven guys.
But not seven guys.
Not anymore now. Six guys.
Shale Hale Secrets.
It was his idea to peek in on the friends.
Well, remember, this game was made during COVID, so some people didn't make it, you know. Half the time I'm in class.
I think a lot of that was the vaccine.
Maybe. Half the time I'm here. If I started drinking a beer on the job, would anyone notice? Would anyone care? It would certainly help the day get on quicker. I've been working tech support chat since the early morning. We pushed a system update yesterday, and everyone and their mother has had issues logging into the university network. Please, God, change humankind's nature. Make people read instructions rather than blindly pressing buttons. If I could, I'd scream and curse at the next person who asked me a dumb question. But I can't, so I'll drink instead. I just have to take advantage of this brief respite to make it to the mini fridge, and then we're in ice-cold Pilsner City.
Oh, Pilsner.
I don't know if I've had a Pilsner.
Most American beers are Bud Light, Budweiser, Coors, Milwaukee's Best.
Oh, Lord. That's the bottom of the barrel.
It's all Pilsners, though.
But to do that, I have to cross the front desk. Kind of like a terrifying proposition.
You've had them and didn't even know what they were called.
When Linus isn't here, because anyone could just come up and wouldn't realize I'm not the front desk guy.
Time for cheap beer city.
No, it's not the Milwaukee's Best at the bottom of the barrel. It's,
it is
Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve's the bottom tier. I tell you, there's more than one fighting for the bottom tier.
Shit.
You got hell. Of course, I do like Pabst Blue Ribbon. It is alright.
Okay.
You know, that used to be the beer company.
I didn't know that.
At the turn of the century. You know, they went to making cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they started coming up with I don't know if it's cannibal cheese, but, you know, they kind of were the pioneers to Cheese Whiz.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dealing with customers directly isn't really my job. I'm not exactly shy. I just can't do it. But there's nobody here right now, and that probably isn't going to happen for the rest of the day, so it is now or never. Gotcha, Pills. Oh, now I...
Thanks, now Mary.
He said, oh, now I really know I needed an ice-cold beer. The frost bonds to my palms like it wants to be inside me. An administrator would kill us if they saw we were keeping a small bar's worth of alcohol in the fridge. But it's a small luxury the tech support department has, being the lonely and dingy dungeon that it is. Now, to get it to my desk. Fuck, someone's coming in and I'm fucking holding a beer on college property and I'm only 20. Well, you one more year.
Dirty bastard.
Damn you, Mr. 20. Drinking beer at 16. I want to keep my pills, but I'd rather keep my job, so I roll the beer beneath one of the desks and stand around, putting on what I hope is an innocent face. I look to see who it might be.
Pills are easier to conceal than a beer.
What a surprise! It's Leah again. That's not only a relief, it's actually nice to see her. I didn't expect this. I guess ships do meet in the night sometimes. Snowflakes do collide. Neutrinos slam into detectors. A warm smile emerges on my lips. Grim, I didn't know you worked the front desk. I shake my head. Oh, I see. Linus has left you all alone, huh? I shrug. I'm not about to throw my colleague under the bus, even though he actually did leave me all alone. I'm asking whether he needs a stern dressing down. I shake my head and smile, putting it off as a joke. Okay. Listen, yes, I'm here because I need tech support, but I came for personal reasons, too. I have the day off in a few days. It's weird. Things kind of came together, and I don't have work, and I don't have class. Funny, right? That almost never happens. I was thinking about what I'd do on that day off, and I just kind of realized how little it is we see of each other. And passing by each other in the living room doesn't count. So I was thinking, maybe, if you weren't doing anything on Saturday, and I wasn't doing anything on Saturday...
Yes.
Then... Excuse me, can your Saturday plans wait? I have an actual technical problem, so maybe your personal business later. This girl, I was so completely blindsided. How did I not notice her? Was Leah distracting me? I'm not supposed to be at the front desk. That's Linus's job. We were talking. We? No, babe, you were talking. That's because... Anyway, Mr. IT guy, could you connect my phone to the network? This is exactly what I didn't want. I pick up a pad of paper and write as quickly as possible. So, none of my devices will connect to the university network. Did you change the security code or something? Or something? Excuse me, miss, you'll get your turn. You can flirt as much as you want. Later. This girl seems to notice that I'm wearing something quickly, that I'm writing something quickly on a pad. Are you deaf or something? Why aren't you saying anything? That's what I've been trying to tell you. He's mute. He's what? He can't talk. His vocal cords? Gonzo. So he is deaf? He's not deaf, he's mute. I said vocal cords, not ears. Oh, mute people were not covered in sensitivity training during orientation. So, do I need to do anything special with him, or... Finally finish the note and give it to the girl. She takes it, squints at it, and reads it. Linus is the front desk guy. Who the fuck is Linus? That's me. I should have known you look like a Linus. All I want is to get on the fucking internet. Did you update the university app? Do I have to? Didn't you read the email, the posting that was sent to every room on campus? The text that went to every phone, urgent, must update app on all devices to access university network? Maybe, Mr. Sassy. I get a lot of urgent messages like that.
Mr. Sassy?
The IT lab is not one of your girlfriends going through an emotional crisis. Urgent is urgent. Give me your phone and I'll update it for you. I'm pretty sure my phone was already updated. I'll bet you $1 billion it wasn't. While Linus is busy, I step aside with Leah. I'm sorry I'm smiling. It's just too funny. It's kind of funny, you gotta admit that. Leah probably doesn't realize how common this kind of thing is. If I ever found it funny, the 100 times this has happened to us has beaten the humor out of me. But Leah doesn't know that. I smile and nod. I don't have a lot of time, and I didn't just come to talk. I'm having issues updating, too. They asked you to update to access the network, but I can't access the network without updating, so I don't know what to do. She mismatches all her technical frustrations in one breathless statement, but I understand her. So she can't log into the network to update? That's weird. I'm pretty sure that's the only thing you can do once you're in the network. Here's my phone. I take her phone, go into the settings, and immediately see her issue. I point out that her phone is on airplane mode, and then I slide it off. Oh, is that all? Sorry to waste your time. Leah's smart, but this isn't the first time she accidentally put her phone in airplane mode and needed me to fix it. I've told her before, but it doesn't matter. If it has to do with computers, it goes in one ear and out the other. She's always been about the pen and paper. What's in front of her and real, not data buzzing in the cloud. Before I respond back, I respond that she was about to talk about something personal. Something about Saturday. It definitely sounded like she wanted to hang out. A rare enough event that I'm not yet ready to believe. I'll sign back to her. What was that personal thing about? Maybe learn to use technology sometime? Anyway, what were you about to say? Or I'm happy to help, no matter what. What was that thing you were about to say?
Happy to help. What was that?
You're a dear. So I wanted to say... You gotta be kidding me. I'm late for class. We'll talk later, alright? Gotta rush.
So is he really mute?
Yes, he's mute. He uses sign language. That's interesting. We've never had a character like this before. It is interesting. She's always so busy.
I thought dude was just being an ass.
Mm-mm. Leah hasn't cooled off and relaxed in a long time. That's just who she is. A busybody. To be fair, I was kind of the same way at one point, but since I've lost my voice, I've slowed down a lot. Being a go-getter doesn't really survive forced introspection. It isn't completely true that our lives never aligned. When we were in the academy together, we were both pretty busy. While we were working on the same sorts of projects, so we have at least had a little time together. Now I'm cooped up in the IT department while she's running around doing exciting journalism things, making the kind of trouble that nosy journalists do. It's easier and easier to catch myself daydreaming about good old days, like I'm 40 or something. Anyway, enough moping. I think Linus might need help with this girl. So you're saying that I don't need a new password? You just gotta update the app. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. Last time you guys made me change my password, and I don't like doing that. That was last time. This is now. It's so inconvenient. I use the same password for all my stuff, and that's... Don't tell me! I thought you guys already knew my password. We do, but don't say it out loud, and especially don't tell people you use that same password for every site. I could break into every account you have if I wanted to. Oh, yeah. The update is done. You should have no issue connecting to the school network. Now go home and change your passwords. I'll get around to it. Fine, it's not my nudes that are going to get leaked to the internet. If anything happens to my nudes, I'm going to blame you. Hey, she's saying she has nudes.
And she was dumb enough to say she uses her password for everything.
Grim, why do hot broads got to be stupid?
OnlyFans, here we come.
You know who that was? I shake my head. Alexis Vanderman, captain of the cheer squad. Hot as magma, but worthless as a wife. One day a girl's gonna walk through that door with big tits, big ass, and big brains, and I'm gonna marry her. I don't believe in a lot of supernatural bullshit, but I got a lot of faith. I got a little faith. Working this thankless job, it's gonna
be
worth it.
I like how he compares smart women with big breasts and a nice ass as it was supernatural.
You are lucky you're a chick magnet. My standard way to communicating is a text-to-speech device on my phone. Most people don't know sign language.
It says, how are you doing today?
Hardly.
Fine.
Oh, jeez.
I actually went to college with a guy that was deaf.
Oh, really?
And he that's how he sounded when he tried to make noises with his mouth. Oh, wow. I just used the phone to talk back and
forth. Right. It'd be different if you were ugly, but you look nice, dude. So girls just see you like a sweet, cute puppy with a broken paw or something. Girls like guys who talk. Trust me. Being able to talk has done me no good. You're lucky you have Leah. Dude, she's my friend. Yeah, I know. I'm just making conversation. I can't wait for update week to be over. It's always the same thing. I really need a beer. Oh, look, one beneath my desk. A pill's like magic. Did you put this here? It ain't Christmas yet, right? Cheers! I whip out my phone to punch in a message, but Linus is already opening the beer before I even get the chance. Ah, refreshing. He's drinking my beer. Hey, that's minor. Just go get another one. It's not worth it. I go to the fridge and get my own. It's not as if we don't keep it well stocked with Pilsner. Steel Reserve, just like we like around here. Cheers. Oh, no, that's all.
I've had that once and smoked.
Oh, and, oh, Lord, I've had some of that.
No,
I remember one time we were doing a band practice, and the drummer, he said, man, it ain't much, but it'll wipe the anxiety off you, you know, get wiped it. And I drank it, and I'm like,
that's terrible, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
That makes you anxious. Oh, it tastes like ass. Put their ass on this lid.
There's nothing better than ending the day with a nice cold beer.
I assure you, no one put their ass on the lid. Tastes like ass smells. Come on now.
Ah, that it's an illicit drink only makes it sweeter. I deserve it, though. Linus is an okay guy, kind of oblivious sometimes. I really am curious about what Leah wanted to talk about. I'm still not ready to believe she actually had free time. We haven't done anything together in a while, Leah and I. We were so close, especially just after I lost my voice. But I suppose our priorities are different now. We both have our own projects going on, our diverging life goals. It's sad, but I guess it can't be helped. A message from Hank. Don't forget to install the new administrator app. You can find it on the IT department cloud storage, Hank. Right, we have to update too, I forgot. New list of errands, get them done today, Hank. New list of errands, my ass. Nobody has ever seen Office Director Hank. He's apparently behind that door printed with his name, except nobody enters or leaves that door. There's a good chance he doesn't exist. Except someone in that back office pushes handwritten lists of tasks beneath the door, and it's apparently Hank. Sometimes I feel like I should demand to physically see my boss, especially since he has me off on weird errands, but I've gotten used to it. Doesn't feel as strange as it used to. As usual, a handwritten list has been pushed beneath the door. I'm not sure why he doesn't print them out. I feel like it's to convince us human being is behind the door, not some sort of robot thing. I'll leave it under the door for now. I need to update my own admin application. Let's see. Done. I open the executable. Everything checks out. Looks like it's all good. Wait a second. What is recently? Looks like a file manager of some kind. Unless it's part of the package I just unzipped. I know I didn't put that on my machine. Fuck, I hope it's not a virus. I text Hank. Is that new file manager standard? Yeah, it's for remote access repair, Hank. I don't know why he signs all his texts like that. It's not like I'm confused about who he is. Still, that sounds fishy. I mean, is it remote access to other people's machines or to mine? Let's open it up. What is this? Here is everyone on the network. I'm supposed to only have access to a by-need base. Excuse me. I'm supposed to only have access on a by-need basis. Flying fucking shit. I whip out my phone again and quickly type a message. This new app seems really insecure. It's not insecure at all. You can only gain access using a randomly generated PIN code texted to the student's phone, Hank. Okay, still sounds sketchy. Let's try something. I scroll down to Vanderman, A. I think that's the girl I just met. Seems like I had no issues getting in. Maybe it only asks for a PIN when I try to access specific files? Cache cloud images recently loaded? Let's look. Gah! The fuck? There's no way I'm supposed to be seeing this. It's only a text notification from my cell phone, but I jump. The wheels of my chair, they squeal as I lose my balance completely. Soon I am... Oh, fuck. Dude, did you just fall off your seat? That's seriously funny, unless you got hurt. You didn't get hurt, did you? I pick up my phone and turn it back on. Get the list before it blows away, Hank. Then, I look at the screen again. Everything looks normal. Did I just see what I thought I saw? This is just normal beer, right? Nobody stuffed psychedelics in there, did they? You actually look shaken up. You see something? I shake my head. Heh, did you get freaked out by a screamer? I can't believe that people still send those things. Remember those?
Yeah.
Don't
still do them.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Not knowing what else I should say, I nod. Better get that list. Why does Hank get you to do his errands, huh? Seems funny he'd ask a guy who can't talk. Both our phones ping at the same time. Linus frowns. Because I trust Grim and I don't trust you, Hank. Aw, fuck. Love you too, Hank. I pull the list out from the door, then head out like the floor is hot. I need some fresh air. Was that really a picture of Alexis? Naked? And there's a chance that I just hallucinated the whole thing. Does my family have a history of schizophrenia or something? They say I'm about the age where it starts to manifest.
The other girl.
Stop scaring yourself, Grim. There's a fucking obvious solution, and that's to open your laptop and see if you can find that same picture. There's nobody around, so we'll just take a seat and have a gander. Okay, just a few clicks, I can navigate to where I was, and... nothing. That's good, I guess. Really good. So this recently app isn't some kind of insane remote access tool that threatens the security of the entire college. Which means I'm probably crazy and hallucinated that image. Or, I opened up an old porn tab. Yes, that's probably it. I had a porn tab I forgot to close, and the girl happened to look like Alexis. That is kind of likely because I've been watching a lot of porn recently. A natural byproduct of being single. Great, I just made myself feel sad. Luckily, Hank's tasks provide a convenient distraction. Honestly, Linus would actually be a better fit for doing these things. But Hank really only trusts me with them for some reason. And it's hard getting a straight explanation out of him. But I kind of like doing them, so it's cool. It gets me out of the lab and walking around. Get my usual coffee. Visit admin and report to them about the update. Go to the comic book shop and pick up my order. Let's see. Get my usual coffee. Visit admin and report to them the update. Go to the comic book shop. We got that. Simple enough. I can do these in any order. Let's see. Hank likes his coffee from Shale Hill University Coffee Shop. I'll need to go to the administration building. Finally, the mall is walking distance from here and I can pick up Hank's order from Cram Comics. What should I do first? A map icon has appeared in the upper right corner of the screen. You can use that shortcut to open the navigation menu and move around.
I'd say coffee last, because,
yeah.
It'd be hot still.
Hmm.
What about Graham Comics? Since it's off campus, then come back on campus to do the other thing.
I know, it's deeply unprofessional to pick up my boss's comic books when I'm supposed to be working. Hank says he's too busy to pick them up himself. Cue my own dubious cynicism. I mean, we love comics here, so we went for comics first. But I like going to the comic store. It's different. It's relaxing. Plus, I just feel like it'd be a dick move to snitch on him. The man lets me drink on the job. Doesn't hurt the cashier is a cute Australian girl. Let's see what depraved shit Hank ordered this time. No! That's not the cute Australian girl. That's... fuck, I have to text Hank about this. Hank, the Aussie girl is gone. What are you talking about, Hank? The Australian girl is gone and she's back. Who's back, Hank? The smug girl who unaccountably still works at the comic book store. The one with glasses, the manager? Hank, she's the manager? You didn't know that? Listen, Grim, this is very important. Don't express any preferences whatsoever. Just get the comic books and get out, Hank. Once she sees your weird comic book, she's definitely going to comment. Just say they're for me, Hank. Say they're for you, huh? How many times has someone walked in there and said, hey, this weird comic book, it's for a friend. Come on, Grim, you're not fucking shy. Just do it. In this circumstance, being a mute has power. No way she'd pick a fight with a mute, Hank. If generic was a facial expression, that's what I plastered on my face right now. The correct mixture of bored and I've had a long day at workness that doesn't invite any conversation. I can only hope that's enough. Here to pick up an order from Hank. Weirdly, she squints at my phone. You wrote that on a Kokia phone? Oh fuck, mission failed. Okay, then. I guess everyone has their own taste or something. Don't lose patience. Don't lose patience. Don't lose patience. Let me go get your order. Why am I typing down a defense? You know you ought not to, Grim. Stop it. What's wrong with the Kokia? Nothing is wrong with the Kokia. It's like, okay, it works as a phone. I'm just surprised, given that you can't talk and all, that you know a little more about personal mobile devices than the average person. I know plenty about mobile devices. Yeah, sure, you're like an educated consumer or something. That's right, I picked Kokia after thorough research. Then you'll know that a Blueberry has the same features plus an aluminum case for the same price, and it's not made in a Chinese factory by people working slave wages. Oh, and your Blueberry isn't made in China? Yeah, it is. A Blueberry manufactured by a democratically organized collective of Andean Sherpas.
Sure, sound like horseshit.
Well, isn't that nice? I'm sure it's made of angel farts, too. Excuse me, religion? Leave your faith. Give me Hank's order. Fine. She pulls a paper bag off the rack and hands it to you. Here's your comic book. The title is, by the way, Oh No, A Rain of Smelly Panties from the Sky, The World is in Peril. Before you say it, I get it. It's for Hank. I take the bag out of her hand without any nicety. I'm going to tell Hank that I'm not going back to this comic book store. I have my phone out, already composing the message as I walk out. I don't even look in front of me. So it's no surprise when... Oh no! I collided into someone. The paper bag slips from my hand and falls onto the polished mall floor. I'm about to gesture an apology when I see who it is. I watch as Emily immediately composes herself at the sight of me. She presses her lips together as though to stop a frown or a smile, then looks straight at me. I do the same to her. These encounters between Emily and I, they're thankfully rare, but they still happen. The faster and more politely we can get through this, the better. You dropped your bag. I need to go grab it, but Emily goes for it first. She picks it up, and the comic book falls out! Fuck! Oh no, A Rain of Smelly! Emily's voice trails off as though in disappointment. I instantly begin typing out my defense. No way, it doesn't sound like a lie. It's for a friend. Emily instantly shoots me a dubious glance. I know how that sounds, and she does too. I get it, you're single, you watch porn, but I thought you were better than a rain of smelly panties. I don't really want your sympathy. You don't have it. I have a great deal of respect for you. I knew what you were like back when you did talk. I hope you understand why we broke up. Do I ever? You don't want to be with someone who couldn't speak. That's exactly right. It was a rational choice. It wasn't personal. I still think...
No, it's not that. No, you're right on the money.
I still think well of you, actually, which is why I'm surprised and disappointed to see you in this position. I thought you would have bounced back a little faster. Goodbye, Grim. Damn, I know we're not dating anymore, but that still stings. Now she thinks I'm struggling harder than I actually am. Truth is... dating her in the first place was a mistake. I had no idea that she turned out to be such a tool. No, not a tool, a user. I feel used, and whoever she dates next is going to have a similar experience. I know that for a fact. I'm lucky to be rid of her, honestly. Anyway, I was about to report to Hank. Got your comic books. Nice. A Rain of Smelly Panties, really? It's not for me, it's for a friend, Hank. I couldn't avoid Kristen. As soon as she saw my phone, she commented on it. Showed your phone? Beginner's mistake. Hank. Yeah, she said her phone was made by Andean Sherpas. Andean Sherpas? No such thing. What do you mean? Sherpas are from Tibet. The natives of the Andes are the Quechua and the Aymara, Hank. So that girl was full of shit, huh? Honestly, the self-righteous ones usually are. Who are you, Mr. Wikipedia? I got a few more things to do, then I'm heading back. See you soon, Hank. What's next? Let's get it done. Okay. Seems like a good spot to end it for now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you think about this one?
It's
a little different.
We hadn't gotten deep into it to get attached to anybody just yet.
Yeah, but it is a mystery, and we haven't gotten to the mystery yet. Yeah. But this does get into suspense, heavy suspense. Oh, yeah. We just haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. It's 18 episodes. We're on number one.
So we get
Yeah. All right, guys, so this is the Grimlord and DP. We'll see you guys later with more, maybe more of this. I'm out. See you next time.
Later.